Hey everybody, Tom Feline, Angry Gym Teacher here for Teachers Off Duty Podcast. On this week's episode, we're talking about the funniest stories from phys ed teachers. For example, toes, amputated toes as paperweights, eating crickets, and why we cannot say the word balls.
Up, everybody. Welcome to another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast, the Bored Teachers Comedy Tour Takeover.
Why y'all laughing?
This happens
already?
Every time. I always laugh. We're just getting started, guys.
So y'all can already tell, anytime if the intro makes us laugh on this panel, man, then we're definitely...
Why that means I keep saying the panel? Casey was being ridiculous before we started recording.
I'm trying to tell you. Speaking of me, it is me. Casey Mack, how you doing, everybody? I'm back in the living color. That's right.
What are you talking about? Just introduce yourself, bro.
That's how you... I mean, you can't just do nothing regular. Here, come on, but you try it. Put a little sauce on yours. And my wonderful co-hostesses.
Bree, Honest Teacher Vibes.
Put some sauce on it.
I never do. We just say our names,
Bree,
bro.
The whole episode, teacher. Come on.
The whole episode going to be saucy, bro.
Put some sauce on it. Be like, what's up? It's your girl, Honest Teacher Vibes.
You have me saving your phone as Honest?
Yes. And we have here my very special comedian compadre.
Yes.
Compadre.
Fellow educator.
Yes.
Tell the people who you are, sir.
Tom Feline, angry gym teacher, no sauce. Plain. Thank you.
Dang, what? Man. He put no sauce on
How
it.
Did
he
you just pick
zero
your name?
Sauce just to spite you, Casey.
Dang it, man.
Just to spite you.
Because you're way too saucy. So we need a little
way
more
too
sauce.
Sauce on it.
Yeah. Casey's too saucy.
Put some sauce on it, man.
I want to know how
some
you're...
Some sauce.
I want to know how you came up with your name, Angry Gym Teacher.
Are you angry? I used to be very angry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he had to put sauce on stuff.
Casey, we're done with the sauce, bro.
That's why I'm angry now. Because of all the sauce. There's too much sauce in this studio. I used to teach on the west side of Chicago. And
that would make me angry.
It was a tough neighborhood. I mean, the kids were amazing, but... It was a turnaround school.
Yeah, shout out to Chicago. I love y'all.
It was a rough teaching environment. It was tough. And like a lot of my mentor teachers and administrators at the time told us we have to be angry and we have to be strict and we have to be mean. And I was naive. So I took that advice and I just became this like angry gym teacher. So that's kind of like the nickname stuck. And I know now that that was bad advice. They told us not to smile. Have you ever gotten that advice from?
Well,
I've heard people take that advice. But
say don't smile until Thanksgiving.
I got classroom management.
Or
so
don't smile at
all. No, I heard that. Yeah, because like you want to establish that.
I understand the logic behind that, but I've never had to do that. So
yeah.
I'm able to transition with my kids. Like, if we're going to be silly, let's be silly. But when it's time to be serious, let's be serious. If we can't transition between the two, we only ever going to be serious.
Like, I can be myself now, but, you know, back then I got this reputation for being angry. So.
And they told your whole staff to do that too?
They told everybody, don't smile.
So you had angry math teachers.
We had angry math teachers. We had an angry art teacher. We had an
angry art teacher.
Can you imagine?
I ain't never met a math art teacher. I've never met an angry art teacher.
Yeah.
There's somebody
Everyone
on Instagram
was just
right
off
now.
All the time.
There's somebody on Instagram right now from your school, the angry custodian. Damn it. Give me that mop.
The angry badminton coach.
Yeah.
Surely
the angry home economic teacher.
I'm the angry ELA teacher because I got state testing in 21.
Well, yeah, you have a reason to be angry teaching ELA.
I'm a little upset.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset.
Well, you better be upset. But you know who's not upset? The wonderful people who attend the Bored Teachers Comedy Tour.
Your transitions.
They're never upset. Why? Because we have the dopest show. You've been a part of it. You know, I have the opportunity to share the stage with you. Very hilarious, this guy, Tom Feline. The energy he brings out on the stage is very cool. And you're kind of just taking it from your perspective as a, you know, physical education teacher, you know.
You almost said gym teacher.
You caught himself. Tell him about it. It's politically incorrect
to
do it. Tell
him.
The thing is, I can say gym teacher because I am a gym teacher. It's kind of like our word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to call me a phys ed teacher.
I was like, y'all gonna need to cut the cameras off, bro.
It's not that serious.
But no, he's very hilarious, man. And like I said, speaking of the tour, guys, I know this is the information that you guys been waiting for, because every in the comments, the teachers are like, are you coming here? Are you coming here? Are you coming here? So listen, I'm going to set the record straight. We will be in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We'll be in Denver, Colorado, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Grand Junction, Colorado, Evans, Georgia, Macon, Georgia. Then we're going to Greensboro, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Springfield, Illinois, my boy from the Illinois. We'll be in Dubuque, Iowa, and then we're going to go ahead and go to Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Never been to Sheboygan. Can't wait to get my Sheboygan on. And then and then we're going to go to Cali, man. I love Cali. This is a great time to go to Cali because it's going to be around May that we're going to be there. We're going to be in San Diego, Los Angeles, San Jose, and Santa Rosa. And just to clarify everything. Just to clarify everything, the summer shows are already on sale. That's right. The summer shows are already on sale. And the fall show tickets will go on sale on the 19th. That's right. That's right.
That's coming
That's
up.
That's right.
That's coming up.
So I'm telling you, man, it's just a great experience.
We had a good time.
We had the opportunity last month to be in Canada. So shout out to all the Canadian teachers out there in Toronto, Ottawa, man. You guys showed up and showed out. The love was just amazing. So appreciate y'all. Got a lot of new fans in Canada.
You're so extra all the time.
Like, no, it's really cool, man. This is really dope, man. And just where the tour is growing. It's just
it's crazy. It's crazy. Where it's good, started good to be a part of it. Now. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
And speaking of starting.
Oh my gosh. You never
speaking of starting.
Transitions are terrible, bro.
A PE teacher, speaking of
the
starting.
The saucy transition.
You always want to start your classes, right? Mm-hmm. With a certain level of instruction, energy. You just want to start.
Yeah, saucy energy.
Start with sauce.
Yes,
saucy you energy.
Pour the sauce on.
And today's episode is the funniest stories.
That didn't have anything to do with anything.
That was probably my worst transition ever.
And they're all bad.
Hey, I don't know. I just try to go with the first last word
I
you
don't
say.
Even think we can do this episode anymore. We have to change to art teachers or
just
something.
Scrap it.
This episode is the funniest teachers. I'm sorry, the funniest stories from PE teachers. That's what this is about.
Tom is a PE physical education health
physical education gym teacher.
Teacher.
Yes.
And before we get started, we just want to personally send a special shout out to everybody who submitted your stories and all that. The engagement
is
wonderful.
Good. These are good.
We got some funny stories here. We got some funny stories of our own. But I think we should kick it off with your personal story since you are being a factual, physical education teacher.
That was good.
I am.
And because you're here, I got something special.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Oh, what is it?
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Oh, look at that.
I got my whistle.
Wait, what brand is that?
This is a good brand, man. This is a Umbro.
Umbro.
That
is so cheap. You went the cheap route. No. No.
Wait a minute. There's a whole classification on whistles.
What that is, that's a Fox 40 knockoff is what that is. You didn't.
What's a Fox 40?
You could have paid a couple extra bucks and got the Fox 40. That's what the NFL coaches use. Yeah.
But it's a cool little, look at the little thing on it. It's cool.
It's cheap.
You know?
Yeah, it's so cheap.
Give it a tweet. Will it pick up in the microphone? I don't know. Give it a tweet.
He's just show.
Weird. See, that's embarrassing.
What?
Did little you hear
toot,
that?
Toot. This,
like you're directing traffic. Or nobody's going to respect
wait
that.
Wait a minute. I had no idea that physical education teachers actually classify.
Yeah,
and
we all just have a whistle. Like
we all have our preference. All right. So I used to be a Fox 40 guy. All right. Early on.
Is that like the bougie one?
That's the NFL coaches. That's what they use.
Okay.
All right. It's very like high pitched screeching sound.
So that's
sound,
like y'all's paper
piercing.
Made gel pen. Like because teachers, we're English teachers, we snooty. We like our certain pens.
So you mean I got the Ford of whistles? I don't have the Lamborghini.
You got the Ford Fiesta of whistles. That's not a good Ford.
So what's your favorite whistle?
My current whistle, I switched to Acme Thunderer because it's a big beefy steel. I like the feel of the metal on my lips when I'm commanding a class. It's what rugby coaches use.
Oh.
And I think in soccer. But I'm gonna be honest, I don't use a whistle a whole lot anymore.
Yeah.
I use my music as like a start and stop signal. So I turn on the music, kids know.
So you got a good
the activity
classroom
starts.
Management.
Yeah. Hey. When the music starts, they know it's time to be quiet and listen.
Well, I don't need a fancy whistle because I'm not trying to overcompensate for anything. So I'm going to be fine with my little Umbro whistle.
You don't even use a whistle in class. You're a gen ed teacher. What? You don't need a whistle. You don't need a whistle.
Why am I even talking? Why am I offended?
There was a gen ed teacher.
Put that embarrassing thing away.
I like it.
Put that embarrassing thing. Tuck that back in the shirt.
This is our fourth guest today. And his name is Larry. I don't know.
That's the kind of whistle they throw in for free when you buy like a basketball at Walmart or something. They're like, hey, you want an Umbro whistle?
They gave me a free one.
We got
one.
A big box of them back here. Nobody's buying them.
Free one.
That's messed up. Sorry, Larry.
That's messed up.
So what's
did you say sorry, Larry?
Yeah,
you apologize to your whistle?
Yes, you up here offending him. So
I had no idea there was a classification of whistles. Like, I just went to the store and I bought a whistle. I thought that was...
Let's just think. All this time, there's this stigma that, you know, PE teachers don't have, like, anything, like, of stature that, you know, they take seriously. Whatever.
That's sacred.
Whistles and shoes.
Yeah.
Sacred.
So
it's time to upgrade your uncomfortable shapewear. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they won't ever roll down, no matter how much you move around throughout the school day. Honeylove shapewear features lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and is made with breathable fabric that keeps you nice and cool. Ever since I discovered Honeylove shapewear, I've never been more comfortable in a bra at school. Whether I'm wearing my favorite teacher tee in the classroom or running around on the court in my basketball coaching gear, Honeylove keeps me confident and comfy all day. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/TOD. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/TOD.
Your experience being a PE teacher, tell us about that. Like, how did you get into that?
Yeah, how long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching, so I'm in my 12th year now.
Wow. Nice.
I always wanted to be a teacher in high school. I just had, like, it's a really boring story. I had, like, a handful of really good teachers who made an impact on me, and I was like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do. I want to make an impact on future generations. But my ADHD was such that I suck at reading and math, and that's kind of... all of teaching is like reading and math.
My ADHD bad. I take my medicine.
Yeah, I'm unmedicated, and I have been my whole life pretty much.
Reading.
I should probably go see somebody, but
I should probably get
on that.
Teaching is comprised mostly of reading math,
and math,
lying to yourself, lying to others,
holding your bladder. Yeah.
A lot of
holding your bladder.
Holding your bladder. Yes.
But when I was I started majoring in exercise science because I was like working at a health club in college.
You have a sports medicine degree or exercise science?
Well, that's what I started in. But then
it
dawned on me one day, I was like, oh, I can teach this. Like, I can teach kids fitness and health. And I was never really into sports all that much.
Okay.
Makes me kind of like a weird PE teacher because I just don't care that much about competitive sports. I'm not really that competitive.
Really?
I don't.
Do you coach anything?
I used to coach.
Teach K-5 right now.
I teach K-5. I've coached volleyball, track. Mm-hmm. I've even coached football. Mm-hmm. I just don't. It's not your thing. It's not my thing. I'm a teacher first. I wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah.
A lot of PE teachers are coaches.
I don't think I've ever met a PE teacher that was like not a coach.
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of PE teachers who
like
just want to coach.
Health teacher, yeah, and they do like a lot of things.
And they end up teaching because they, you know, you need to do something during the day.
There's
not enough money in coaching. So, yeah.
Interesting. But,
you said something you did. It started with an E, a word.
Exercise.
You exercise. We don't say that word.
Casey.
Violation. No exercise. We don't
no
talk
exercise.
About exercise. It's my kryptonite. Okay.
Do you have a flag you can throw?
I wish.
Oh my gosh! You pulled a flag.
Like a red.
Why didn't you tell me why I pulled out my brassiere? I don't have one tucked in my bra brief.
I didn't know where it's you, but I guess you had a pocket. I could have went for the pocket. But you just seemed like the type that you would pull it out your shirt. You know what? Hold on.
That would be weird. That would be. You
wait,
know
let
what?
Me unhook it first.
Oh man.
Let's dive in. Well, Bree, you got any good PE teacher stories?
I broke up a fight one time in PE, but it was because my old school was huge and we had, 1,200 students? And so, like 550 per grade or whatever. And so our sports would have to practice at the same time that PE was in there, but we'd have like 5 PE classes plus the sports practicing. Oof. So the gym was like always like mayhem. And this one teacher, I don't know if it's just because he like petty and he like chaos or whatever, but he set his class like right behind where volleyball was practicing, getting hit with balls, like, left and right. Oh. So this one girl was mad. She thought they was hitting her with the balls on purpose. He was like, bro, they not hitting you with them on purpose. Like, they just are going in the bleachers. The court is, like, right next to the bleachers. I guess she had all she could handle, and one more ball hit her, and she stood up and started cussing everybody out. And we was like, hey, just give us the ball. And she was, like, still going off. The principal came in there to get her, because me and the PE coach was both like, hey, y'all gonna have to get her. This man went up the bleachers to get her and in the orthopedic shoes, bless his heart. And he practically had to wrestle her all the way down the bleachers because she thought that they were hitting her with the balls on purpose. And we're like, they ain't hitting you with them on purpose. So that was an interesting thing to behold. I've never seen...
Plot twist, they was really hitting her on purpose.
I'm telling you right now, our volleyball team's record, they were not hitting her on purpose.
And plot twist, she deserved it, to be honest. Right. She had to come in.
The way that she acted when the principal came in there, I'm like, I don't know, you maybe deserved. But he sent her back to school after one class period of in-school suspension, so I don't work at that school anymore. So, you know, student fought you and went to in-school suspension for one class period. And then
oh, sure, yeah. All fixed
sent
up
you back
after
to,
one
yeah,
class
Yeah, sent you back
period.
To class.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe call a parent and they need to go to the house, but that's just me. Anyway,
I just had one. I mean, I didn't really have. I think my first PE teacher story was just simply, this was probably the first teacher that believed in me and my skill set.
Your PE teacher?
Yes.
What grade?
This is elementary, so let's just say fifth grade.
Okay.
And I hate to toot my own horn.
If you blow that.
But I was quite the athlete in the fifth grade. Yes.
Okay.
And so my PE teacher, he was like, you have something special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I could tell you're going to go far. The sport was tetherball.
Tetherball. Tetherball. Who doesn't love tetherball?
I'm telling you, but he saw, he just knew that I had talent and he wanted to, you know, coach me. But
in tetherball.
But there was no tetherball team.
I like to think that tetherball was invented by some guy who just had some extra... stuff lying around. Like we got this playground's finished, but we got a pole and a rope and a ball. What can we do with it? You know?
I like tetherball though.
No, I'm serious.
We love tetherball.
I don't
ever
see one anymore though.
No, you don't see it a lot.
I don't ever see it.
I'm good at tetherball.
That was a game you could play by yourself. Like
you can't. We had tetherball at my middle school and we loved it because there wasn't anything else. There was no playground. There was just a track and some tetherball and we loved it so much.
No monkey bars and stuff?
No.
It's middle school, right?
I begged my dad to get a tetherball pole and he put one in our backyard, but he didn't put it down far enough into the ground.
Oh, no.
So when we would hit it hard enough, the entire pole would go around and we'd be standing there. We'd have to like duck the metal pole.
This is why you want to be a PE teacher. You have a tetherball.
Yes.
Back
I haven't played tetherball in years. Those were the glory.
Do y'all still do, because this is like a peak memory for me when I was in elementary school. Do y'all still do the parachute thing?
I just did the parachute last week.
I used to love that. You got your little side of the parachute, and you throw it, and then you sit.
I just ordered a new one. It's a 45-footer. I'm very excited to get my new
parachute. I love him. He's like, it's a 45-footer. I got a good whistle.
What brand is it?
What brand? U.S. Games.
Cheap.
You don't even know.
Hey, I'll show you the receipt, dude.
I'll show you the receipt.
It's not the Fox 440
apparently. There's some no to be real though about pricing with this equipment, there's a lot of price gouging that happens.
With the PE equipment?
Guess how much 6 foam dodgeballs cost?
How much? The cheap ones?
Well,
they seem cheap.
You think they're cheap.
Because they don't fly across the air fast enough. We had them dodgeballs that leave a print on the side of your face.
It's $200.
For 6 of those?
Yeah.
Dang.
From like
the little ones
gopher,
or the
little gopher, the little gator skin
You're
balls.
You're joking.
Oh.
It's like hundreds of dollars to get 6 of them. And what these companies do is they gouge these schools because they know that teachers aren't using their own funds. They're using school funds, so they jack up the prices. It's
those
the same thing that happens with textbooks.
Plus, those should literally
same
be
thing
$5
that happens with
a ball.
Textbooks.
No. But
my new parachute was like, I want to say like $800.
Wow. Yeah. But listen, though. About back to the dodgeballs, I can understand that. Like, that is a necessity.
They're not really good. We just had a dodgeball tournament at the end of this 9 weeks.
But listen,
and them little small dodgeballs, they don't whiz through the air.
But
I
understand
like
something.
That's I was trying to hit kids.
But understand something.
The kindergartners take bites out of them and stuff.
Yeah, you can. But I can see them doing that. And matter of fact, that's actually cheap. They could really charge more because we was growing up.
Businessman over here.
Right. We were growing up. And those little foam balls that you speak of,
yeah,
We had the four square balls, the rubber ones.
That's what I'm saying. We played dodgeball with those.
That's what I'm saying.
And they're gonna knock your head or go.
So if you had to transition to the foam ones, I would pay anything
to not be hit with it.
So
exactly what I'm saying.
Big spender over here with his Umbro whistle says that we should be paying more for these dodgeballs.
Yes, because what did you say? You said they was getting, I mean, we talked about this on tour one time. You said they're getting away from projectile.
We
don't play dodgeball anymore. I'm sorry.
We had a dodgeball. I'm telling you, those balls are terrible. We had a dodgeball tournament, and they literally, it's like throwing something that doesn't get any, it don't whiz through the air. It's like, if you don't let, you got to like, you can't throw it like you could the big ones where you could just top. You can't do that.
First of all, I could tell you really knew how to play dodgeball because as your form.
Yeah, that was good. You got the elbow.
The twist.
Back.
You see that?
I was going to comment
she
on
twist,
that.
Like that.
Elbow
I'm like,
high,
dang.
Let it fly, folks. That was good.
She's doing curves.
I coach girls basketball, so.
There you go.
You know, I try to do a little something. I am competitive.
That's how you tell them to pass the ball? Twist it when you throw it.
If you twist the ball, I'm gonna take you out the game because it's gonna be a turnover. Because y'all can't catch when it's a regular pass. If you twisting it, you're out. You sitting on the bench with me. No.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Teachers, pop quiz. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Now look, I don't even have to think that long. My answer would be getting some well-needed sleep. I'm sure we can all use an extra few hours of that a day. But look here, the best way to squeeze something that special into your busy schedule is to make it a priority. Now, I talk about this on stage a lot, and I'm definitely an advocate for therapy. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. It's no secret, y'all. Teaching is extremely tiring. We are overstimulated, overwhelmed, and underappreciated every day. It's no wonder that some of us have to sit in our car after school, in the parking lot, in complete silence, trying to get ourselves together, trying to muster enough strength before going home to face the chaos that awaits us there. Situations like this, we can all use somebody to talk to. Therapy has been so essential for me. It has helped me set boundaries. These boundaries have helped me become a better version of myself, not only for me, but for my kids at home and my students at school. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for our busy teacher schedules. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TOD today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TOD.
Yeah, Bree, your degree was in sports medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could have actually been a...
It was so boring. I was so bored.
You could have did that.
I was a teacher assistant for PE. That was my first year. That's how I got into teaching. And I was like, they were like, you have an undergraduate degree, just do an alternate route program and become a teacher. And I was like, I don't want to teach PE though. I was bored all the time. But it's also because I was at a large school and we didn't have enough space to actually have PE classes. So our kids just sat in the bleachers. The PE teacher at the school I'm at now, for the middle school and the elementary school, fantastic PE teachers. Like I would have had, like it would have been exciting. But I also love teaching, I love reading. So I was like, I want to teach ELA. But I have a sports medicine degree, so technically I could have been an athletic trainer, but I was like, I don't want to have to save your life. Like, what if I don't do CPR right?
No.
Like, I got anxiety. Like, if you break your foot on the floor, like your tibia and your fibula come off, I'm going to pass out too.
And that does happen.
So it does. That does happen. What's that, Kentucky player? He landed and his I can't.
Middle school football is like one of the most violent.
Listen, that was my very
especially
first.
In Texas. We take that seriously in Texas.
That was my very first, because we used to have to do clinical rotations for sports medicine. That was my very first clinical rotation was football. Mm-hmm. This kid got tackled. He put his hand down, and somebody fell on him.
Ooh.
He had an open dislocation fracture on his middle finger. It was and I had to go to the hospital with him where they were trying to reset. I was like, I'm out. A kid broke his foot because he slid in the home plate, and his ankle hit the side of the plate or whatever, snapped it, right? I was like, nope, I'm good. That's it. When I graduate, I'm going to have to figure out what I want to do because I'm not doing that.
But I just feel like both of you guys have some degree of separation to this, you know, teaching this subject. And me, the only closest thing to gym I have is just my membership to Planet Fitness. I don't know.
I barely go.
Do they still have the sign at Planet Fitness that says it's like PE class, but without the annoying guy with a whistle?
Are you serious?
That's the thing at Planet. I hate Planet Fitness.
They serve pizza on like. I'm like, hey, bro, I can't work out here, bro. Because I'm eating a slice of pizza when I clean.
Pizza Mondays. And then you got like Taco Tuesdays.
Isn't that counterproductive?
I'm telling you right now.
What are we doing here?
I went to Planet Fitness and they had pizza, and I was like, well, shoot, I'm actually just going to come get a slice and I'm going to head out. I ain't even going to work out. As soon as you came in with pizza, it seemed null and void to even work out. So I'm going to head out.
The gag is that the pizza sauce is made out of protein tomato base.
It didn't taste like
tomato flavored protein powder.
It didn't taste like that. It did not taste like that.
We have some good stories that were submitted here from the wonderful folks.
These are really good ones, man.
Let's dive in. Who has the first one that they want to jump into?
I like this Navy SEALs one. So this teacher was explaining to his kids what Navy SEALs do and all the exercises and how like strenuous their training and stuff is. And one of the kids was like, when he got done explaining it to him, one of the kids was like, man, that is crazy that they can train SEALs to do all that kind of stuff. And he's not talking about blue SEALs. He's talking about like the people, like military, like Navy SEALs. Kid thought he was talking about a SEAL. I love kids because they're saying, you know, it was probably like a first or second grader.
Right.
Because they're literal. I was like, wow. You could see him telling him about crunches and stuff. And he's like, a SEAL.
I picture like a SEAL in a Navy uniform.
With a six-pack. You know,
how adorable is that? Yes. Adorable little SEAL six-pack.
The visual of this the entire time. It's like, nah, man. Like, that's not what I was talking about. Like, maybe you should have, the ELA teacher and me, maybe you should have given him, like, some visuals or explain what a Navy SEAL
that's
was.
That's like, who's the famous book character who takes everything literally? Amelia Bedelia?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Navy SEAL. I haven't heard Amelia Bedelia in a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a throwback. Like, we're talking about a Navy SEAL.
I ain't heard that in a long time. We got little kids too, though.
This guy said that as a PE teacher, so he started off the comment with, as a PE teacher, we get some downtime during the day. Now, I know this is probably going to make you mad.
The ELA teacher and me. I really like you, Tom, so I'm a...
Yeah. No. I get it. First of all, don't talk about the downtime. We don't want the ELA teachers to know about the downtime.
Mm. We know.
We don't...
We see you strolling the halls. Can you come give me a bathroom break?
The way it works out is like when they're making the schedule, once the kids have their allotted minutes of phys ed, if there's like leftover time, you know, if it's like a whole day, they'll do push-in. Like you'll see phys ed teachers go do push-in in classrooms. That's really common.
What is that?
Like just go help out.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Just go help out. But if it's just like one or two periods, it ends up just being like extra planning time, you know? And we're not supposed to talk about it.
I was so like, whoever, to plan what?
Whoever wrote,
I'm sorry. Hey. I'm sorry.
That was too far.
I got state testing in 20 school days.
We have
sorry.
To plan spider ball, castle ball. We have to plan dribbling lessons.
Tetherball.
That's no, his testing.
So this guy was using his extra downtime to take a nap. All right.
I almost spit my coffee out, Tom.
Principal walks in. He wakes up, immediately starts doing crunches to make it look... Like he's busy.
Hey, but he was thinking on his feet, though.
Right.
I mean, but on his...
But that's also, like, really big first-year teacher energy to me.
Really?
Like, because I feel like whether you're a PE teacher, ELA teacher, science teacher, what you do during... If you need to sleep.
Take a little nap.
Take a little rest.
Take a load off.
Right? Like, if my principal walked in on me sleeping and woke me up, I'd be mad that she woke me up.
I'd put the pin in the floor.
I'd probably give her the cold shoulder for the rest of the week.
I closed the curtain and put the pin in the floor. Ain't nobody opening this door.
Lock the door. Yeah, exactly.
Ain't nobody opening this door.
He woke up and started doing crunches and was like,
right.
Navy SEAL.
Ba-dop, bop.
The Caribbean in him, he always has to do a callback.
The callback.
I was like, what is that called? A holler back? They're like,
circle back.
They're like, Bri, it's a call back.
I got a good one. A PE teacher had one of his toes amputated.
Ouch.
Which toe? I would have to think it was the big toe because why? He uses it as a paperweight. Can't really see him using the pinky toe as a paperweight. Yeah. It has to be the big toe.
It's got to have some girth.
Gotta be. Gotta
be some girth.
Why would you save a pinky toe?
Well,
was it in a glass case? I wonder.
It's
gotta be.
Oh,
yeah, I was like, they encased it in a little bottle.
Right.
This girthy big toe he used as a paperweight.
The middle school teacher in me, please don't say Gert D again.
His coworkers would steal it, like as a prank, would snatch it. And so they said he would
snatching his toe off his
nose? Yeah, it would take his toe. And he would be at his meetings, like at the staff meetings, he'd be like, whoever has my toe, give it back. This is not funny.
Whichever one of y'all swipe my toe right off my desk.
So, only thing I can say is that's just totally unacceptable.
That was a totally bad joke.
Which is characteristic. This happens all the time. This happens all the time.
I gotta get bad puns, man. Come on, man.
I can't with
they
you.
They all can't be home runs.
I can't with you. Can't win them all, Marv. Can't win them
but
all.
Would it kill you for like a single or a double in that situation? Oh my God, the whistle again.
Touchdown.
If he has this whistle through all these episodes, I'm leaving.
No, it's only relevant on this one.
Would you? I don't know.
I didn't even bring my whistle.
Because you probably couldn't get in through TSA.
That's true. That
fancy thing.
I was in the titanium. Whenever I have my Acme Thunderer in my pocket, I always end up getting patted down.
I can't. I cannot.
What's this extra girth?
I teach middle school. You can't say girth.
That would be like saying 69
around me. The funny thing is,
we was on tour one place, and this band, as we was walking, and we heard sound check. And we was like, because we thought it was the venue that we was going to. It was like, we're sharing a venue space with a band or whatever.
Right.
So on the marquee, the band's name was Girth Control.
Girth Control.
But like, why would you want to control girth, though?
I don't know. So what controls girth?
You gotta have some control over girth.
We're talking about geometry.
Cialis. Not that I know these things.
James is shifting in his seat over there. All right. It's time to move on.
Next story.
Okay, I do. This next story seems a little extreme, but we've all done things as teachers to get kids' attention. But I've never done this before, but this PE teacher was telling the kids to be quiet, like he was trying to get their attention. And he couldn't get their attention, so he picked up a live cricket from the ground and just ate it. And I'm like,
when 1, 2, 3, all eyes on me don't work.
But my thing is, it doesn't say if it worked or not.
Right. Like, what if it didn't work?
Right. Imagine eating a cricket and your whole class is still talking.
Right.
We never saw you pick up the cricket. Right. It's supposed to be for shock value. Like,
I guess you just keep eating crickets until they start noticing.
But what in your mind as a teacher drove you crazy enough to be like, you know what? I'm going to eat a cricket because they won't listen to me. It's a cricket. They're going to listen now.
I mean, like, I'm not saying I would eat a cricket, but I've been there.
I've been there before. I understand. But a live cricket? But I did eat the cafeteria food that one time. So that's close enough.
Yeah,
I can't really hate it because, right, go ahead.
I had an ELA teacher.
Your whistle is so bad that it's not working.
Yeah, he's not even.
I was trying to make a cricket sound.
Like you're doing little puffs from it. Like it's a vape pen. He's just
like. Can someone off camera please come get this whistle from Casey?
That's a cricket.
Oh, he's doing the cricket sound. Is the microphone even picking that up?
I don't know.
No. Probably not. No.
Y'all let me know in the comments if that sounded like a cricket or not.
It didn't, I can assure you. They'll probably have to dub a cricket noise over your whistle because it didn't.
You're making extra work for
that. Can you add that in there? Is that in the budget?
Dub a, while you're at it, do the cricket sound and then do like a crunchy chewing sound.
Oh, yeah.
Like they put that roach across the screen that one time.
I had an ELA teacher in high school who, just going back to these like desperate attention getters, she was holding a stack of paper and randomly just threw it up in the air into the ceiling fan. And papers just went
everywhere.
Why?
Got the class's attention.
But she got to clean it up because they ain't going to help clean it up.
I think she made us clean it up.
Did they do it?
Yeah.
Because kids will get up, walk straight to the trash can, throw something away on the side of the trash can.
That's true.
How hard was it to put it in the trash can? You're already standing there. Also, the teacher in me wonders if this cricket that you picked up, were you in the gym or were you outside? There's something about bugs in a classroom that they all lose their minds.
Yeah.
Even if it's in the gym. Mm. Anything about a bug being inside, lost their mind. Same bug outside, inside, screaming, hollering, total anarchy, mass chaos.
So they use their outside voices for inside bug, but the inside voices for outside bug.
I'm going to ignore you because I don't know what you're
saying.
Yeah,
because bugs belong outside, so it's like not a shock. You know, you see a bug inside.
That's, what are you?
See where I was going with that?
Okay, because I have wasps in my classroom.
Right. So then you got to eat it because it's like this bug shouldn't be here.
I will die. I'm scared to death of wasps. I leave the classroom when a wasp comes out. One of the kids get it. Like, Miss Richardson, you're just going to let it by. I'm already out the door.
A cricket ain't never attacked nobody before.
A cricket, I'm not scared. I have wasps in my classroom.
Cricket ain't never hurt nobody.
Up where I teach in Illinois, we get bees like in September.
I'd rather a wasp than a bee.
Frost comes and kills all the bees. So I thought my first school, I had a second floor gym. So it was hot, you know, because heat rises. But I had windows that I could open, but there was no screen on the windows. Bees would fly in.
The first frost kills the bees?
The first frost kills the bees.
Why don't they just like fly south?
Well, either that or they go hibernate. I don't know about that. Do bees hibernate?
Listen, I teach ELA. Sometimes
the bees fly south. Did you say they fly south?
I thought you said that.
They're this big.
Well, I'm just saying.
They're going to fly south.
You imagine seeing a swarm of bees flying
at 0.2 miles an hour.
Well, I'm just saying.
Bees flying in V formation going
south. Well, I'm just
saying. They're not geese.
I'm just saying if they know that this first frost is coming to kill them.
They don't have brains.
I think they're surprised every year.
Christmas comes in December this year.
The bees never see it coming. Yeah.
I would want to know because after they sting people, they die anyways, right?
Yeah.
I would just go on a sting.
A very sad life. Bees are very short.
Yeah, I would just go on a stinging spree just if I'm going to die anyways because I'm about to get cold.
How am I today years old and I didn't know when a bee stings you, it dies?
See?
I think that's true.
Because they lose their stinger.
They lose their stinger. Without that stinger, they're nothing.
Without that stinger, they're nothing.
They give up without that stinger. It's like a PE teacher losing their whistle. You know, what's the point of living?
Or English teacher losing their flare pan.
That got dark.
Listen, that did get dark.
No, but the bees are obnoxious in September in the Midwest. It's bad.
Or administrator losing their coolness.
What?
I don't know. That one didn't work.
I have a really good administrator, so I have nothing bad to say.
I tried it.
I have a really good principal.
I tried to get people on my side with that one. It didn't work.
I don't understand what you were trying to say, though.
I was trying to say, like, if they lose their coolness, then they're no good without their coolness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
I still don't get it. Listen, question.
English teacher's no good without their flare pen. A PE teacher's no good without their whistle.
Ew, don't be disrespectful.
Administrator's no good without their coolness because they're no longer cool. Oh, never mind.
They were never cool in the first place. Most people don't like them.
They was teachers at once. They could have been.
No.
Not a lot of them, no.
No, y'all can't do that.
Listen, I've only been a teacher for 6 years, but I've had like 12 different principals. And I tell you, if 2 out of 10, that's not a good percentage.
That's true.
If you're shooting 2 for 10 from the free throw line, that's a bad percentage, big dog.
I can see that.
So all I'm saying is that's why we crack jokes about the principals at the comedy show. Okay, my ADHD, I want to know. What the headband? Because I wear headbands all the time, and you always have them really cool headbands. Is there a story behind your headbands?
Not really. I'm at the age now where I have to go to the barber shop a lot more often to not look like a piece of garbage. You know, like I'm just getting older, and I don't know if you know how much prices have gone up at the barber shop in the last few years.
Yes.
It's like $50 now.
That's what I pay.
But it used to be.
I grew up when it was $8.
Eight.
The same fade was $8 when I was growing up.
I used to go to this hole-in-the-wall place by my school that I love, and it was like $25. Now it's $40.
I pay $50 to get a haircut.
Yeah, I pay $50 every year.
So I started throwing headbands on because now like I can just have disheveled hair, and it looks like a choice.
I wear headbands because I ain't got no edges. So.
Okay.
But I told them that on the internet.
A lot of people think it's because I'm bald. And
he said
look,
he got
my
hair.
My hairline is not what it used to be.
My boy said he got hair.
But I'm not bald.
I'm not showing y'all my edges because I'm not brave like that. They going to roast me.
Well, here's the thing, too, about, you know, there's like a stigma with PE teachers, coaches, and all this thing, you know, that they're the ones, the eye candy of the campus.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, you're a dude.
No, not me.
As long as your wife thinks you're eye candy, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
But I have seen some fully PE coaches.
Right. All my PE teachers growing up looked like me.
I can't with you.
They did. That's what
I can't with you.
Blowing whistles and everything.
I have seen some fine PE teachers. There's not a lot of men in schools, okay? Fine PE teacher, fine principal.
But that's just it. There's not a lot of men
in
school.
I don't like how you're doing
so
all this lusting with your hand and your neck.
A prison mentality?
There's no men around, so the one guy in school, you're like,
Wow, like...
You know what I mean?
Like, fresh meat.
That's why we dress so up. So like you the have to wonder when they come.
Are the PE teachers really hot, or is it just that they're the only man in the building?
I mean,
building?
I ain't blind though. I ain't calling.
Shout out to
the
all those PE teachers / coaches that have ever been victimized and just treat it like a piece of
meat. An object.
By these women.
We didn't say anything. We just said they were handsome.
Who like to do their hand and neck and lust when they, like Bree just did.
Okay. You don't say it. Either the PE coach or the SRO. If we have a fine SRO or a fine PE coach, we all just,
like
just
a
know
man
all
in
the
uniform.
Women, all the women at the school, we talking about them. We talking about them.
Sorry, English male teachers. Just, and
yeah.
History
this
male
is,
teachers.
This is my, talking about.
This is my Me Too moment right here.
Okay.
I feel very uncomfortable.
All right.
Can I switch seats with you, Casey?
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Let's just move on from this.
I have a story.
Took a darker turn.
Here's a story. This PE teacher, right, he said, the kids always ask him, hey, are you 20 years old? And he's like, no, of course not. Because if I was 20, I would still be in college, and you need a degree for me to even be a teacher.
Right.
And it was like, what? You have to go to college to teach PE?
What did they think he was doing? Like, he just walked off the street.
This
ain't no salaried position.
I get that from adults. I get that from adults who are like, so did you have to like go to school to study being a PE teacher? Yeah.
Of course
adults. You're a teacher. You have to have a degree to be a teacher.
Apparently, that's not obvious. I don't know. Like adults will be like, so do you have to like write lesson plans? Did you have to go to college to be a PE teacher?
I think,
of course we do.
So I genuinely do want to know. Do y'all have to write lesson plans?
Come on.
Okay, like I'm being
Bree.
For real. That's a
yes.
genuine question.
No, stop.
But like what is in
Bree,
the lesson plan
come on,
plan,
stop,
though?
Stop, Bree.
What?
Come on, listen.
What?
Now, come on. Now, enough is enough.
What?
Let's just stop it right. Let's stop the shenanigans right here and there.
I'm asking a genuine question.
Of course, everybody knows they do, right? Right.
This is my second Me Too moment of the day.
Can I get an explanation of what y'all's lesson plans look like?
The lesson plan has an objective, and it has an assessment, and it has an agenda.
New game
it has
rules.
Everything that your lesson plan does. It's just, you know.
But do y'all have standards?
Different
for
curriculum.
PE?
Yes, we have national standards.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. Huh. They have to do with like teamwork and sportsmanship, collaboration, how well the students work together.
Oh.
How well they like appreciate health and fitness from like a cognitive point of view. Yeah, it's all.
Do y'all have professional development?
We do.
Well, they're
a
teacher. They have to come to our professional development.
Yeah,
I never see them at the staff meetings after school. But
we have
they
a lot
do.
Of, yeah, we
they be different.
But no, we have to sit through a lot of like boring, irrelevant professional development.
That's what I'm about to ask. I know you had to go through professional development. That's all education. But I mean, like, you know how we can break off and sped PDs and English PDs or whatever. Do y'all have?
Yeah, we have our PE PDs. Yeah. We have a state conference that I present at every single year, and it's just this, it's gym teachers from wall to wall in this, you know, hotel up in Tinley Park, Illinois.
Wall to wall.
And we present activities to each other. We play games. It's a good, it's a fun couple of days.
Now, are they doing wall sits? Are they doing wall sits?
Wall sits.
When they're doing wall to wall?
Wall sits. Yes. It's just everybody doing wall sits the whole time. Wall to wall, wall sits.
This is interesting.
And then
we
lose our coolness.
And become administrators.
And become administrators.
The comedians are y'all with these callbacks. I can't.
Has there ever been an administrator that used to be a PE teacher?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For real?
Those ones I can't stand.
Yeah.
Because don't come up in here in my state tested subject talking crazy to me. Do you even know the standards? Do you know how to teach central idea, plot, and theme? I didn't think so. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, the PE teacher to administrator pipeline is pretty...
Because it's a lot of coaches, too,
It's girthy, yeah.
We're going to scrap this whole episode.
I guess I just couldn't imagine it, because what would a PE administrator, like, how would he convert, like, would he... Would you, for your evaluation, will he just have you up under the parachute as he's talking to you? Listen. I want to talk about your proficiency.
Parachute proficiency. That is one of our standards.
I can't.
Proficiency with the parachute. No, it's not.
Why am I so fascinated by this? I was like, what? Really? I'm like obsessed with
team,
the standards.
Team building. That's what we use the parachute for.
I genuinely didn't know that y'all had standards. That's cool.
Yeah.
I really didn't. So here's the thing, too, because we all crack jokes and jest, but realistically, like, we get frustrated with PE, but it's like, you literally chose to be an ELA teacher. Like, if you want to teach PE, go teach PE. Yeah. Like, we crack jokes and stuff about it, and we be a little salty, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got extra planning or whatever, you know, it seems like. Mm-hmm. But realistically, if I wanted to be a PE teacher, I genuinely could have taught PE, but mm-hmm. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to teach ELA. So I personally think PE teachers, y'all need to get shirts that say they hate us because they ain't us. I don't know.
Like, it's true. Yeah, me there's personally. A lot of jealousy.
Because do y'all get frustrated with that? Which a lot of PE teachers are dudes. Like, y'all, you know.
We get it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah,
the comments
from
like, oh, I wish I had your job. Like, you get to wear sweatpants every day.
Only until it's testing time and they have to be the hallway monitors and proctors.
Yeah.
Or proctor. I had to proctor last year. I had no idea what I was doing. I sat down for like a minute. I got yelled at. I got yelled at for sitting down. I'm like, nobody told me what to do. These poor kids are missing PE time.
Because you were
supposed to be doing parachute right now. And they're taking a state test. So I was mad. So I sat down.
How dare you make them miss PE time for this?
But for real. Like, when
I feel bad for them.
They need it more than ever.
I feel bad. I feel bad for them because they have to sit for like 3 hours for a test. Yeah. Their ELA test for their last benchmark had 6 passages and 55 questions on it. Wow. And they had to sit for 3 hours. And they didn't get a break.
Not even one parachute break.
No,
like, that's
parachute
ridiculous.
Break. And that,
they need it more than ever.
They need activity. Yeah.
They need those brain breaks.
That's what I'm saying. Did they ever tell y'all in college, if you were studying for finals and your brain, you got a little fuzzy, they were like, go outside, go for a walk, go play basketball, go do something.
It wakens up the neurons in your brain. There's actual studies that have shown this, you know?
But
that's funny.
What you were saying, I don't think you not being prepared for the proctor, that was your fault because you know you skipped out on that testing, professional development.
They gave us a meeting.
They told you exactly how to check in your tubs, what to check off the list, how to do the count, what you're supposed to do.
There's tubs? I don't even know about tubs.
Listen, people.
Listen,
come on.
I stand, if I have a PE teacher that's my proctor that's in there with me and I'm the test administrator, I will stand by that door or make sure they know if you have to go to the bathroom, you cannot step your foot across this line or it will make the entire test invalid.
Imagine how many irregularities was happening because of PE teachers.
I'd be stressed out. Do not cross the threshold of this classroom door.
I will invalidate your test.
Please do not.
Whole care
cell
about
phone just started ringing during the test. You were supposed to put that in a basket with the kids' phones.
Right.
I speak for every PE teacher in the country right now. We don't care about your state test.
You cannot make us care
about these reading and math tests. These kids are tested way too much.
I agree with you.
If I went on, we would find common ground here.
I agree with you.
Because
as a teacher, I agree with you.
And the pressure should not fall on you either.
It's too much pressure. And us.
All the pressure goes on the reading and the math teachers.
We are 100% of it.
So I'm not one of these PE teachers that's like, well, I have to stand on my feet all day and like brag about how hard my job is. Like, I get it. We have fitness testing, but nobody cares about it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's putting pressure on us. Like, all the pressure falls on you, and it's not fair. And then all the pressure, in turn, falls on the kids. And they end up missing out on all this
pressure
stuff,
on
you know?
I agree with you. I think we would all agree across the country as teachers, they are tested too much.
My first school, when we did a state test, they canceled specials for an entire week.
Yeah. Mm.
No art, no music, no PE.
And they just made y'all proctors. Made y'all like, what
they
did
gave
you
us
do?
Nothing to do.
I can't stand. I hate that.
See?
Yeah. That's not fair. I'm like, if I walk around the school and see a PE teacher with nothing to do after I have had to pace around a room for 3 hours and I could not look at my phone, I could not sit down, and I could not read a book, it is the most torturous thing ever. Mm-hmm.
You won't
see
me
because
I'll be sleeping behind a locked door.
Todd's like, I'm just trolling y'all.
I
want to
say this. I have to give a special shout out to testing in those times at that time. Even after, you know, no, we can't read. No, we can't get on phone. No, we can't do any work. None of that. But I was actually able to come up with some great material for the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. So thank you,
but
testing.
But you're not able to write it down.
It's all up here.
It's
quiet.
It.
All you do is just go over the jokes. You're writing them in your head.
I count the ceiling tiles. I count. It is terrible. I do some lunges. Like, it is miserable.
So
but
if you
I
ever
do
laughed
agree.
At me on stage, you better thank state testing.
Shut up, Casey.
No, we are not going to thank state testing for anything.
Bump you. It's like, do they have to make it so miserable, though? No. I'm like, it's miserable for the kids. Y'all, I cannot remember when we were in school being tested this much.
No,
I grew up in Tennessee. That's what I'm saying. I grew up in Tennessee. I remembered having TCAP. That's the only test I remember
taking. In
Illinois,
we had the ISAT. One test, and it was annoying. Nobody liked it, but it was once a year, so we were willing to suffer through it.
Yeah, I remember a Scantron once a year. These kids take a test.
Multiple times a year.
We don't even have time. Y'all, we do not have time to teach them. We don't have time to teach them in between.
This could be a whole episode. Yeah. All right? These testing companies, they give you the test and say, oh, your scores aren't where they should be. Well, you know what? We also sell a curriculum that'll help boost the scores on the test.
Who is writing the test?
It's all about money.
It's all about money. It's all about money. Because I'm like, who is writing this test? These kids are 12. If I'm an adult, if I'm an adult with a college degree and I can't answer some of these questions, these babies are 11 and 12. They cannot answer just some high-level thinking.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that we have a PE teacher that's standing against testing should let America know how the testing system is really flawed.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I feel like he's in a category that is not, like, I've only been around you for maybe 2 hours. I think he's about it. That's how I feel
I'm
about
a
him.
Unicorn? Are you saying I'm a unicorn?
No, because I mean, I have
He's an anomaly.
I would say we can't categorize you. The PE teachers that we crack jokes about in jest, I feel like I can't crack a joke about you like that because it seems like you do care about what you're doing. I'm not saying PE teachers don't care about what they're doing, but it's not just a like, because I have seen some PE teachers that like they just there to get a check. They like
they're there to coach.
To be fair, I also seen some English teachers that's just there
I
to get a check.
I have never seen a state
history
tested
teacher.
Nope,
just there
you're gonna
to get
fired. You can't do that at my school or my other school I was at. You will get fired. A state, because the amount of pressure that they put on state tested English and math, I have never seen that. Now
that don't make
only
them good.
I've only been teaching for 6 years, but there is something about the pressure of your score, because they can't fire us because of our scores. There are some states where they can fire teachers if their test scores are not good.
But watch this though. This is what I'm saying too. Not that those core subject teachers don't have the ability to or desire to mm-hmm. be, you know, these great educators and all that. But because of the pressure, see, this is the problem I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Because of the pressure, it creates a lot of anxiety.
So
which
the kids are anxious. We're anxious.
Affects them to be able to be the best teacher they
sometimes
can be
you do,
because of the testing.
Yeah.
You see what
sometimes
I'm saying?
Sometimes you do get to a point where you're just like.
So they check out.
Yeah.
And
I understand.
Let me just
saying.
Get my check.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. But then the next year they switch to a non-state test. It's okay.
Right. Boom.
Because it becomes too much. It becomes too entirely too much pressure. The kids say it's too much pressure, and it's too much pressure on the teacher. There's so many factors at play that are, don't look at these scores and tell me nothing. Because there's too many. I agree you can't grow what you don't measure, but how much measure? Y'all doing a lot of measuring. I can't grow anything with the rate that y'all are trying to measure. It's stopping us from growing, and the kids get tested out. They're tired of it. So anyway,
everybody's checking out.
I appreciate
kids
that.
Kids are burnout.
But, I appreciate that. They need more PE.
Wait a minute.
They need
more PE. At 12 years old.
They need more PE.
This next story is really great about the burnout, because this teacher definitely had to check out. This is a PE teacher, and he used to come back. He says it was clearly overdue for retirement. Clearly overdue.
Oh boy, I see where this
so
is going.
So he used to come back from his little lunch breaks, whatever breaks. Hammered.
How you didn't get fired?
I'm talking about MC Hammered. You can't touch this. Too legit
to
quit.
He was tenured. That was good. That was a good one.
Yes. And so.
How did he know?
They said he would just teach from his chair.
His afternoon classes. Chair. He'd be rolling around the gym.
Just rolling around.
Like Dr. Evil.
Not Dr. Evil.
Just rolling around in my chair.
The sad part is that everybody knew that he was hammered and he didn't get fired.
Yeah, right.
That's the sad part.
That's
like, y'all know.
That's teaching in a nutshell.
So we were talking about girth earlier. I think you just wanted me to say that again.
No.
We were talking about girth. You can't say the word girth teaching middle school, because you'll get a bunch of giggles. Look, she's giggling. Our grown adult.
I teach sixth grade, bro.
Grown adult over here is giggling.
But why do they even know what that word means?
But you also, as a PE teacher, you can't say balls.
Okay, I can see that.
Right?
I can see that.
This one commenter said, put the balls on the middle line so we can start the game. And a fifth grade boy ran up and laid face down on the line. And he said, she said put balls on the line. So he put his on the line.
That's actually pretty funny.
I mean, I would laugh.
Of course,
but
you
I
have
teach
to at that point.
But yeah, she brought, why are you doing this?
The teacher brought it on themselves by saying you can't say balls.
What do you say then?
You say ball. You drop the S. You only refer, you only do singular. If you only say ball, there's no innuendo. It works. See, you're not laughing anymore. Now you are. If you say...
Wait, but like, quit. What if you have a lot of balls? Like, you...
Ball. Well, you're addressing the whole class. Like, if you say to a class, let's say you're practicing, like, dribbling.
Yeah, yeah.
You tell the class, hold your ball. Then they hear it individually as, oh, he wants me to hold my ball.
But why? Well, how would he...
Can't say hold your balls.
How would she have said that, though, if there were a bunch of balls and she said, put the ball on the line?
Place the ball on the line.
Everybody place your ball on the line.
Place your ball on the line.
Everybody place your ball on the line.
And then place another ball on the line.
First year PE teachers, listen up.
Yeah, don't say ball.
Don't say ball.
Another trick, you can say the type of ball. Like, if it's a volleyball, you say volleyball.
This ELA teacher came back from a meeting that was on the PE hallway.
Okay.
And the kids automatically were like, you were cheating on your husband with the PE teacher. Why are you on the PE hallway?
Oh, yikes.
I was literally in a meeting. Why would you accuse me of that automatically, like off the jump? The kids are automatically messy. They are messy.
They're the first
automatically
gossip starters.
Yes. Automatically, if they see a PE teacher at their teacher's door, automatically think they're dating a PE teacher.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I teach ELA. Our PE coach came down there because he's the head coach for boys basketball. I'm the head coach for girls basketball. Mm-hmm. Something about seeing a PE teacher on the gen ed hallway, they're like, what he was doing down here, Miss Richardson?
What
like,
was he doing down there, Miss Richardson?
About, I didn't know this was a thing. Practice. Now I'm like paranoid.
It's a thing, bro. It's a thing.
No, I'm trying to think practice. About when I go like stick my head in a teacher's door.
It's weird
door,
because like... I guess it's because in their mind they don't like when you see a teacher out of an area that you normally see them in.
Yeah,
it's like seeing a teacher at the grocery store or something. Like you see an ELA teacher in the gym. I make it a purpose to go in there. I make it a point to go in there on purpose because I'm like
y'all was talking about practice, and for those listening, I'm doing air quotes practice. This.
What I'm saying is the kids always think that if they always trying to what they be saying, they always trying to ship teachers.
Oh, so ship. Like, yeah, like the shipping.
Kids be trying to ship they be trying to ship each other. They're always trying to ship teachers.
But sometimes they're right. A broke clock
sometimes
is right. A broke clock is right twice a day.
Sometimes they are right. Sometimes they genuinely are right.
Little nasties out there. Do your job.
I can't drink anything. Listen, that's why we call teachers off duty. We just tell y'all.
Yeah.
We're just being honest we're about off duty. What happened.
We can't technically get fired for any of this.
None of it.
Just in case anyone specific is
just
listening.
Just in case my principal's listening
right,
to this.
So you're off duty, that means we can't get fired.
This is I'm not it. I didn't leave from work and come here. I haven't set foot in a classroom today.
I guess. When it all boils down to it.
Oh, gosh, Casey.
One thing that we can understand is that we all play a part in this wonderful world called education. And no matter if you're a core teacher that's stressing over testing, or if you are a physical education teacher who is stressing over, because they have stressors. Let's just not just take the
all them kids in the gym yelling like that would stress me out.
Kids that don't know how to tie their shoes.
Right. Yeah. They have stressors.
I'm not tying any shoes.
We are
pee-pee shoelaces away from me.
The crusty shoelaces, you know, fans.
We are all in this fight together. And that's why it's important.
I can never tell if he's being serious.
General ed,
elective. Just wait for it.
It happens every time.
Physical education teachers. We just said thank you for your hard work. Your contribution to this wonderful profession.
You know he does this every single
we
time.
We love you. Take care of yourself and each other.
Okay, Morgan Freeman.
Are you
going
to blow the whistle now to cap that
off? Oh, damn it. Let me rewind that back.
I thought you were going to start singing We Are the World.
Yeah, right. You got to get my sentimental final thought.
We are not doing that, no.
Let me wrap it up real fast.
No,
let me wrap it up real fast.
Blow your whistle.
Just
blow your whistle.
That we love you. As we love each other.
That was the cricket again.
I wanted to do a sentimental. I wanted a sentimental whistle blow.
Are you okay?
I wanted a sentimental whistle
blow. Are you okay? They can't hear it.
Sentimental
whistle
blow.
When we get done with this episode, put that freaking whistle in the office.
Oh. See, that was too much.
Had too much girth on.
Yeah.
We love you. Thank you. It's me, your man, KC Mack, with the wonderful peoples. Bow, bow. Tell them who you are.
Tom Feline, angry gym teacher. Thank you.
And Brewery, honest teacher vibes. Bye, best friends.
Bye-bye. Wait, you can't say bye yet because they got to remember to follow us on all social media platforms.
Yes.
Follow
Board
Teachers on all social media platforms. Follow each other. Follow us each other, these guys.
We already follow each other.
I know, but they might
I followed you yesterday.
And continue to support the tour. Again, remember those tickets go on sale. You don't want to miss it. We're wrapping up the We Can't Make This Stuff Up tour, and we're jumping into a brand new tour called The Struggle Is Real. New material, New cities, new places we've never been before.
Like,
we can't wait to give
like
you this
energy.
Heat. This heat. Now I'll blow the whistle on
fire.
Now, give it a yeah. real toot. That was a real toot. That was the first good one I've heard of.
That was the first good one.
Real, that was a good toot.